Self. I worry about anyone who is lighting himself on fire for our enjoyment. The New York Times wrote in 2012 about Kat Marnell, a confessional columnist who described her vampire hours, soulless sex, fragile mental state, and drug-fueled lifestyle. Her job, she said, was to be fucked up. Jack Taylor had been doing that job all his life. I was released from the hospital on the first day of the Galway races. The fierce three-week heat wave had come to a deluging stop. Torrential rain lashed the streets. Did it stop the racing? In Galway? Like, hello? A temporary bridge in my upper mouth would hold until, a cheerful doctor said, some fancy dentist can charge you exorbitantly. Dentistry, I soon learned, like everything else in Ireland, was nightmarish expensive. To my utter amazement, and perhaps a little delight, my saviour was standing outside the hospital's main entrance. He was wearing chinos, crocs, and faded T-shirt with the slogan, "Is Mahan Talon on Ukras. Hunger is the best sauce." He was deeply tanned, and his full head of greying hair needed a trim. Deep lines gave his face the allure of old parchment, but the eyes were alive and slightly mocking. Extending a hand, he said, "They let you out." I took his hand, registering two missing fingers. Barely perceptible was a tiny hearing aid. I shook his hand, carefully, said, "I owe you big time." Holding my gaze, he said, "Jesus, kid, lighten up. Those are the jokes. Come on, I'll buy you a jar." Not for the first time I behaved like a prig. Protested, "It's not noon yet." He sighed, took my arm, said, "It's race week. The town is on the piss." Led me across the road to a pub called the River Inn. He said, "It's Ireland. There's not a river within spitting distance." I noticed he limped slightly, but still moved with an economy that belied his years. He was right about the town. The place was jammed, but he muscled his way to the bar amid shouts of, "Taylor! Thought you were dead! Jack, you bollocks! Lend us a tenner! Any tips for the plate?" He ignored all, got a winning smile from the barwoman, who asked, "Usual, Jack?" "By two," he said, and somehow, despite the crush, carried out a table for us by a large window. He said, "Plant your arse on that." Did he mean the table? He straddled a stool, producing a second from the crowd. I sat, asked, "How would she find us in this mob?" He asked, "Roisin?" "If that's her name," I trailed. He muttered, "I hope to fuck. Hell of a time to discover she's a Mary." Then added, "Take her a few minutes to build those pints." "Pints?" I said. "Alas, not for me, Jack." "It's Jack, yes? I'm on painkillers." "You lucky fuck. The pints will have you flying in jig time." The woman appeared, unfazed by the madding crowd, plunked two perfect pints and two shots before us. Jack handed her a flash of notes, said, "And one for yourself, hon." She gave him a smile of pure radiance. He raised the pint, said, "Slantuach." Downed half his pint, hammered the shot, said, "Get that, yeah. Another round coming." My Taylor baptism, if not of fire, then certainly Jameson. Flashes of huge merriment, amazement, incredulity, pathos punctuate my fractured recollection of that first long, insane day with Jack. We even backed a horse named, I shit thee not, Beckett's Boy, ridden by A.P. McCoy, and Jack saying to me, "See, kid, the shit-hot favourite is written be the people's favourite, Ruby Walsh." He paused. The bookies were truly like Dante's forgotten circle of a Celtic hell. Despite the ban on smoking, the air was suffused with smoke. Smoke of frenzied desperation. Jack said, "Bang a ton on BB." "A ton?" Slight shadow of annoyance flitted across his battered face, then was gone. He enunciated slowly, "Put €100 to win." Despite the booze, the sheer adrenaline in the very air, caution whispered. I asked, "Couldn't we, like, put 50 to show?" Took him a moment.